out. The crowd was silent as the violet evening fell on their shoulders. The whammer trotted off to the train, an old man. The ball had caught Sam smack in the washboard and lifted him off his feet. He lay on the ground. Roy pushed everybody aside to get him air. Unbuttoning Sam's coat, he removed the dented washboard. "Never meant to hurt you, Sam."
"Just knocked the wind out of me," Sam gasped. "Feel better now."
He was pulled to his feet and stood steady. The train whistle wailed, the echo banging far out against the black mountain. The conductor popped open his watch.
"All aboard," he called.
"Aboard,"
Eddie echoed. They sat after dinner in Eddie's dimmed and empty Pullman, Roy floating through drifts of clouds on his Triumph, as Harriet went on about the recent tourney. He grinned, carried away by the memory of how he had done it. The hero, who with three pitched balls had nailed the best the American League had to offer. What didn't that say about the future? He felt himself falling into sentiment in his thoughts and tried to steady himself, but couldn't before he had come forth with a pronouncement. "You have to have the right stuff to play good ball, and I have it. I bet someday I'll break every record in the book for throwing and hitting." Harriet appeared startled, then gasped, hiding it like a cough behind her tense fist, and vigorously applauded, her bracelets bouncing on her wrists.
"Bravo, Roy, how wonderful."
"What I mean," he insisted, "is I feel that I have got it in me, that I am due for something very big. I have to do it. I mean," he said modestly, "that's, of course, when I get in the game." Her mouth opened.
"You mean you're not?"
She seemed disappointed, almost on the verge of crying. "No," he said, ashamed. "Sam's taking me for a tryout." Her eyes grew vacant as she stared out of the window. Then she asked,